Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a guest today in studio from Fort Safety. Fort Safety. I have with me John Winstanley. John, welcome to the Northeast studio.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome. Yeah, great to be here. Wonderful facility. I love this place.
It's beautiful. She's beautiful. When I say the beautiful Empower College and Career Center, it's true. Did I get the last name right?
That's right, yes.
I was worried about that.
Winstanley, yes.
Winstanley.
It's a small town in northern England that has a church and a pub in it. That's all I know. So they've got the basics.
All bases covered.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, yeah.
But now you're from America.
No, I actually was born in England.
Were you really?
Yes.
Not a whole lot of accent there, buddy.
No. Well, I have a funny story is there. I have a little thing I do at the beginning of all my talks. But for some reason, when I'm on stage or doing these workshops, my English accent comes out a little bit.
Like really?
Garage or raspberry. And I've had people on the
front row.
Oh, wow. Just stare at me. What is he from? From Australia?
What is
New
wrong
England?
With this guy? Yeah. That's why they're staring
so
at you.
So I say I was born in England, moved to West Germany, moved to United States in 84, from Baltimore to Indiana to Atlanta. So that what if you're playing along at home, that makes me an Anglo-Germanic American Yankee Hoosier redneck because I sun,
Midwesterner redneck.
I sunburn really easy. That's the redneck part, not just because I like NASCAR. But
do you like NASCAR?
Yes.
Okay, you can stay in my studio.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I feel the love.
Well, yeah. Well, to some of us, NASCAR is a religion.
Correct. Well, you see, how that happened is because I live in Indianapolis, Indy 500 is really pretty much the only social event you have in Indianapolis. So,
yes, once a year.
Yep. And then Tony Stewart, you know, the 20, mm-hmm. Home Depot, was a big, but then he switched over. So I kind of followed him. So that's.
Yeah, he was what, IRL champion twice or three times, something?
Yeah, he did the double-double. He did the 600 and the 500 one day.
In one day. And if he hadn't done that, he would have probably won the 600, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, I think he got really dehydrated, if I remember, in the Charlotte.
He got through that 600-mile race afterwards, no one knows.
Yeah.
Pure will.
Because notice he did not do it again.
No.
I think that left a mark.
He was done. But he was competitive in both.
Yeah.
So how did we get on NASCAR?
What,
you're a world traveler. Why aren't you a Formula One guy?
Nothing is Formula One, but...
You like cars passing each other
like
and actually
cars,
racing?
Like a little bit of sheet metal damage would be good.
A little rubbing?
A little southern redneckisms are good. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being a redneck.
No.
Oh, I've been accused many times.
Really? What they say?
Oh, I don't know. They won't say it to my face. Do you blame them?
No.
Probably
not.
Fort Safety.
Yes.
Sounds important.
Yes. Well, I'm actually a civil engineer, Tom.
Are you really?
Yeah. In this, that's where we live. You know, you need retaining walls. That's what it is, a contractor, design-build contractor. My two children were the source of why I do what I do now. One of my children was shown some horrific material on a school bus by another child back when he was 8. No one told me that these phones that they were handing out to the kids, and back then, these are the flip phones. So these were like the Razor, you know,
this was
BlackBerry.
25 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
When digital became a thing.
It did, and we just blindsided me. So as an engineer, I did a deep dive, but I didn't do anything with it until my other child, Laura Gwen, who had a mitochondrial disorder, which is a genetic disease. She gave that disease all she had, but after 7 years, she passed away peacefully. No, I don't tell you that story, and I do this all the time, not to get the, oh, I'm so sorry. It's one of those, if you guys can't see me now because it's radio, but it's one of those stick my chest out proud statements. My daughter, at her funeral, people, doctors, bus drivers, parapros, therapists, got up there on stage and said how much that little girl meant to them and how much they changed their lives. And I, as a father, something flipped on the inside, and my ex-wife looked at me and said, well, if you want to do this, try it. So I became a stay-at-home dad, raising Kyle, our son, and started Fort Safety, whose mission is to protect kids and strengthen families from online harm and toxic cyber behaviors. That's our mission. We do that on a daily basis.
Now, you're talking internet safety.
Correct.
That is not cybersecurity, folks.
Yeah, and that's a great point. People, it's like, well, I've already got like this antivirus stuff on
my computer. Yeah, I pay someone $100 a month to make sure that someone in India does not hack my system.
Right.
Yeah.
So cybersecurity is worried about the data, the bits and bobs, the ones and zeros, the money. Internet safety is worried about the person in front of the screen. I care about the heart behind it. Now, there is over an overlap, right? If you get your, Tom, you get your identity stolen, you got to do some things, you got to protect your data, but also you're pretty concerned right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern. So I want to lock arms with you and give you step-by-step procedures. That's what we do with our audiences. We say, hey, you're not alone. This happens to everybody, but it's like a fire drill. Your brain hates the unknown. Mm-hmm. So let's go through what are you going to do when you have your identity stolen? There's 7 steps you take, and all of a sudden your brain's been through the process, and you're not going to be as concerned anymore when it happens.
That's a lot at once.
Mm.
When identity is stolen.
Yes.
Only 7 steps?
Yes. You basically go from the police to your banks to it's just there's 7 steps. But and then the first step is take a deep breath. Talk to someone. I think we make the worst decisions when we're stressed.
Every time.
Every
time.
And that's our brand is. We are not tech focused. We are parents or individuals first and tech people second. It's about our internet safety stuff. It's about putting the family in the center, not the child in the center. It's all person driven. And I think we lose that when we talk about technology. It's not like swipe left. The biggest thing you can do when you get in messes is talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody. And that's what you're here for.
Exactly.
So what are you doing to provide this, helping hand, I guess?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so we are a nonprofit, Georgia-based. We're down in Gwinnett, but we're national. So we partner with schools, churches, private schools, public schools, businesses to provide internet safety workshops.
Mm-hmm.
For parents, how do you take an iPhone and make it safe, which is practically impossible, but we did come up with a document for that. And that's part of the thing is, all these things that parents can do to make an iPhone safe, and there's literally 3 million ways the kids can get around it.
Yeah.
And 2 million of them can be easily fixed by Apple. But Apple's thing is, and I'm sorry if you're one of the Apple faithful. I am so sorry.
I am, but it's okay.
Yeah, I get hate mail sometimes when I say this, but there's like your child, if you have screen time set up on your child's device, all they have to do is change their time zone on their app and they can get around that. That'd be so easy to fix, but the Apple stance is our phones were meant for adults, not children. So parents, guess what? You're on your own. And that hurts me. So, but we do have some steps we can take. The key, Tom, is that the kids don't want to feel criminalized. They feel like, what did I do? I'm just doing what every other kid is. And what the parents need to do is they put their arm around their kid, go, look, what's online isn't good for me or your dad either. So we're all going to put this on our phones together. And mom knows what's on kid's phone. Kids know what's on mom's phone. Mom knows what's on dad's phone. And we're all using it together. You're going to get the, mom, why are you playing Candy Crush for 20 hours a day? It's like,
I imagine you will.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer to that.
Right.
Because I'm your mother. I grew up in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or dad, why do you keep going to Victoria's Secret? Well, I was going to get something, nice for mom for Mom's Day or something.
And now you've ruined it. So I have to go back.
But these.
So how much stalking of me have you done with my childhood?
Well, yeah, but the thing is,
sorry,
the parents are talking. If something racy comes on primetime TV, use that little button on the DVR, pause the live action, and talk to your child about, hey, Green Lantern just met this lady, and now they're kissing and doing other stuff. How do we feel about that? Does that line up with our family values? If you were that lady, how would you feel? Just talk it through with your kid and don't let that hormone-driven teenager go upstairs without unpacking it with their parents first. Stuff like that. That was for organizations, but also we help parents. We have one-on-one coaching. So you have a kid that's got a gaming addiction. We do one-on-one coaching as well. All right, so I'll tell you a story of, I had one of those, it was at a Snellville public safety night where we, the fire department was there, police were there. We were there to, internet safety. This 22-year-old young man walked up to me. He was a graphic artist. He did this really cool, like, street graffiti t-shirts. I wanted to hire him because the stuff we talk about, let's face it, it's kind of raw, it's got an edge to it.
Yeah.
And he said, "Mr. Winstanley, make me feel really old, by the way. Can I tell you something first?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." Well, when I was 12, when I was scrolling through my social media feed, I saw someone commit suicide. And there was this pause because I was going, what do I say to that? And I was like, "Well, did you tell anybody?" And he goes, "No." So I just gave you a card that says Fort Safety that says, we protect kids and strengthen families. And you felt comfortable telling me, a complete stranger, about this, but you didn't tell anybody. For 10 years, you've kept this into yourself. And you did just now. He said, "Yes, sir." And I tell him I get that every workshop. It's never during the workshop. It's always afterwards.
After the workshop. They feel like they know you now.
Yeah.
And they suddenly trust you.
I didn't let you know this as part of our, behind the curtain, you provide.
There's no behind the curtain here at Northeast Georgia Business Radio X.
No, those were not at all.
There are no secrets. It's full disclosure at all times. Yes.
But I'm actually a person in long-term recovery from digital addiction myself. So my story is, I don't point at the audience going, "You bad people."
Right.
I've been there. I don't want you to go through there. So people, I hope, by me being vulnerable, like you just said, allows them to be vulnerable in return and connect my story to their story. And then, yes, the help comes afterwards. And then there's no, I've heard it all. I know it all, sadly. I tell folks, I'm just you, just 20 years sober. Yeah, there's lots of bits and bobs, and we've got an incredible board of directors and people volunteering. For instance, this is, I can't say her name because this is all hush-hush right now. But
Sally Jones.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know.
Business Radio X gets the exclusive.
Exclusive.
I have a woman that has approached me. Her job several years ago, she was hired by technology companies to make their product addictive.
I believe that.
And now, years later, she wants to be kind of like, you remember that show on Fox where the magician with the hat, he was exposing all the magician's secrets?
Yes.
She's like that. She wants to expose the technology company, and she hasn't signed our little paperwork yet to become part of our team, but I'm super excited about just the almost like a generational backlash. It was okay during the 2000s, but man, we're seeing the damages now. We want to make a difference.
On that note, we're going to take a real quick break. We have some great community partners. One of them is MoneyPenny. Have you ever been worried that your clients aren't able to correspond with you fast enough? MoneyPenny is a world-leading outsourced communications provider offering U.S.-based dedicated receptionist and large business phone handling provisions. You've seen the live chat boxes when you visit a website. That's live chat services. And yes, MoneyPenny handles that as well. Visit MoneyPenny.com. For services and details, MoneyPenny, your business's second home. Hey, and while you're at it, visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. John, you still there?
I am.
I got bills to pay around here, man.
MoneyPenny will do it for you.
MoneyPenny is awesome. You've ever been on a website? I'm sure you have. Wow, that was loaded.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The little box pops up to chat?
Mm-hmm.
That's MoneyPenny.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
They're global.
And you guys have them as a partner.
They love us.
Wow.
We talk very well of them because they're awesome.
Can you hook a brother up? Just send them my way?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time. Chat boxes for everyone. You get a chat box. You get a chat box.
I need a really big chat box. I'm kind of an extrovert that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they could. Never mind.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? We were talking about Fort Safety.
Yeah, and basically this generational backlash talked about the young gentleman.
That's right.
But I started doing this, like I said, once Laura passed, and I just started reinventing myself. And basically, a lot of the early talks were in front of church groups, youth groups, and it was always, well, these kids don't have those issues, but we want you to train them or talk about it so they can help the other students in their groups and stuff like that. And there was a young lady in one of those very first talks. Her name was Rachel, and she's recently become one of our volunteers and helping me talk to moms, but she's now married. She said, "John, you were the first person in my life that ever talked about this problems with phone and the content and the conduct and the contact going on. I was really struggling, and I just want to give back. As a founder of something that was just an idea in my basement, to then have several generations later them to get involved, it just means a lot to me. That's just like a, you know, like one of those tear-jerk moments.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
It all pays off.
It does.
But you're developing something new, are you not?
Yeah, that's the rumor. So
Is it a rumor or is it reality?
It is, because I just launched it this week. So again,
congratulations.
Wow, look at all these exclusives Radio X gets. Wow.
Man, if you want to make an impact in this community, you come to Northeast Georgia Studio. The Northeast Studio is here.
What a segue.
Man.
See that branding? That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this week I had a talk at all the local senior citizen communities. I don't know if you're familiar, but...
Are you saying I'm old? If I say I'm familiar, you're saying I'm old?
You have less gray hair than I do, my friend, so let's not be...
My hair's shorter than yours.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm just saying.
Okay. It's all about the... How
retirement people. Communities.
Yes, let's get back on track.
Sorry.
So this area, North Georgia, the senior citizen population, the boomers, it's booming, especially in Gwinnett. In a couple of years, it's going to have more senior citizens than they do students in the schools, which is amazing because Gwinnett's like one of our largest school systems ever. So, and then I started looking at this, and our senior citizens are the most taken advantage of by scams, internet safety related issues. Even, you know, the children have the mental health issues, the cyberbullying, but our senior citizens are losing literally, I think the latest stat was $30 billion a year. On the average, $10,000 a person is stolen, and because they're fighting for their independence, so they don't like other people telling them what to do with their money. If I want to send, you know, this amount to some guy in Africa because he's got lots of wealth. Anyway, just this stuff happens. So I'm giving the senior community, I want it to stop, first of all. Anyone can solve this issue, Fort Safety can. Our mission of protecting kids and strengthening families right in line with that. So we've created something called Senior Shield.
Senior Shield. That's something I don't want to keep having to say. Right. Why did you name it that, man? That is hard to say.
Well, it's actually an acronym that I can't actually remember what it is, but it stands for senior and blah, 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 blah. But it makes sense once you see it on paper. And if people go to our website, fortsafety.com, and look under services, you'll see Senior Shield, and that will tell you what it stands
for. Senior Shield. So, do not say that fast.
No. And it's about, it's about workshops that I provide for senior citizens and communities. You know, how do you make an iPhone safe? How do you keep your grandchildren safe? How do you patch up your computer? What's the latest scams? We have access to cybersecurity apps where we can tell which scams are the most active and what zip code and let you guys know that. And also just help our senior citizens if they're having trouble talking to grandkids and set up their phones and one-on-one safety. So we're super excited about this. If you guys go to all our social media is really easy, at Fort Safety. So all one word, FORT, safety. I'm sure it'll be in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll see the shield. We have an actual medieval shield that's completely branded, that's a selfie magnet, and that's why a lot of our brands have caught shields in it.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Now, you have been known to walk around physically with a shield.
Yes.
I've seen you do it. You did not bring it today.
I did.
I'm a little crestfallen over that.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
And I just don't rate.
Yes. It was raining profusely and just into jogging over here.
Well, you could have used the shield in that case.
I'm
just saying.
You're much smarter than I am.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Yeah. All right. This may go down a rabbit hole. This may be a horrible question, but I got to ask it anyway.
Mm.
Is AI going to change your approach in the things you're doing to combat artificial intelligence?
Ooh, goes right for the heart of the issues.
That's what I'm here for. I cannot get through a day without someone saying something about AI to me.
Quote unquote, it's scary.
I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
And before the Terminators show up, I'm scared to death. When they show up, I'm going to be, hey, don't blame me. I told you. I warned you.
Right.
I've seen the movies.
I've used it for, there was a PTA hired me last year, and it was their last banquet, and it was Hawaiian tiki themed. So I used ChatGPT. I typed in, because I wanted it to be funny too, so could you make me some jokes that combine internet safety, shields, and Hawaiian tiki, and pump. I mean, that's the great use for
and
that.
And it did it.
It did. And then I had it write a, you know, spoken word with the same theme. So it was great. But I heard this week in that presentation I just told you about Senior Shield, one of the ladies in the audience told me last week her boyfriend, while she was in the car, got a call. It was her number and her picture. And when he pressed answer, again, she's next to him in the car holding up her phone, not dialing.
Right.
Her voice.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was like, this is my phone. Sorry, I'm making lots of hand gestures.
Yeah, it doesn't work on the radio. He's about to fly out of the studio, actually.
Sorry.
It's windy out there. You might catch flight.
Sorry, yes.
No, it's good. No.
I'm not designed
You're very entertaining.
Thank you.
Very entertaining. I'm entertained.
So,
But now the young lady sitting next to her boyfriend, and I imagine the phone was screaming, oh, they've got me. Send me $10,000. They've got me, and they're going to hurt me.
And I'm asking experts on this, and they don't need much of your voice to do that.
I heard less than 15 seconds.
Right. So it could be your voicemail message. It's
voicemail. Well, I'm not
social media.
I'm not the expert.
Right.
There's a few hundred hours of me on the internet.
Correct. Well, right.
The thing is, if someone calls my wife like that, they'd be like, you should pay me for taking him or something.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, they would.
Well, my one
ransom me. Good luck with that. Yeah.
You know, I'm not like anything from Radio X, because you guys just anything you put out there goes viral. But the most viral, quote unquote, thing that Fort States has ever done is me. We have this part of our workshops where I ask the audience, give me any elementary school in the United States. Any. Within 60 seconds, I start a timer. I'm going to find out something about a child that goes to that school. Theoretically, I'm not going to do it, of course. I could walk up to that school and take that child.
Yeah.
And parents, our biggest takeaway, if the one thing you learned today, you know, those first day of school pictures or stuff, just send to grandma, send them to grandpa. Just don't post them publicly.
Publicly. No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So other than throwing the cell phone into the river.
We have a webinar that's called that, actually.
Do you really?
Yes.
I am that good.
Okay.
What can I say?
Wow.
ChatGPT told me it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, I don't use AI.
Right.
All this comes from my mind. It's scary, right. I know. But seriously, other than throwing the phone away or just saying you're not getting one until you leave my house.
Right.
Again, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. That's something my parents would have said.
Right. We call them option number one, we call a nuclear option, which is typical default for parents these days. My child's not getting a cell phone until they're 21, right?
That, they leave the house.
No social media.
Right.
But remember, parents, grandparents, you know, my son didn't have a phone. He was just shown it by another child. So there's always going to be another child. So even if you don't give your child access to technology, which they need for education, which they need to get a job.
But they don't need social media for that.
No, but you still have to have discussions with your children about cyberbullying.
Absolutely.
Adult content, which I hate that word because, let's face it, it's not good for us adults either, but it's just for
But it's public. Intended.
Yeah,
we'll
something like that.
Go with that?
Yeah, that's a discussion for another show.
Yeah, it's a whole other podcast.
So that's the nuclear option. Then you get frustrated. So then you put, all right, little Timmy saw something bad. So then they go the other option, which is more tech, as many filters, blocks, restrictions as they can. And like I was saying before, the kid's sitting there going, what's going on? I'm not the criminal. What's going on? So, and then there's 3,000 ways for that child to get around those. So then you throw up your hands and you go to option three. You just give up hope. We call this the oh well option. Oh well, kids will be kids. And then that is not good because the average kid sends 7 hours a day on the phone. That's 49 hours a week. That's a full-time job plus 9 hours in case you're playing at home along at home. 72% are bullied. 21% of them encounter predators. Suicide rates have doubled since 2007, which is when the iPhone came out and Twitter went live, in case you're looking at historical facts. So that's not an option either. So your solution to this, I know this is completely cheesy, but you give us a call. You go to fortsafety.com going, I just need help. And there's a way to make it not child-centric, but family-centric. And trust me, you will feel like your life is coming back online. Everyone's going to be using the internet together, but it's about talking and learning and accepting. The genie's out of the bottle. And I hope with AI, we can maybe put a little bit of it back in the bottle, but
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. But I want to close or at, towards the end, again, all the parents out there may be listening to this, hear me when I say this. You are the best internet safety device on the market today. You will not give up on your children. You don't need upgrading. You won't crash. There's no way around you. And as if your child comes to you and they've seen something horrific or they're scared, what you do is you don't take that phone away from them. You put your arm around them and say, look, I don't know what I'm going to do right now, but I'm going to call Fort Safety and we're going to go out for an ice cream. Because that child came to you and told you they did something, they saw something scary, and that gives you a chance to have that conversation. And not be like that young man that keeps it to himself for 10 years.
So is there a website? I have to ask that by proxy.
Yes.
You've done well dropping it. I've got to give you a lot of credit on that.
Tom, you taught me well, my friend.
Is that what it is?
It's this. So fortsafety.com. If you're a business, I'm on LinkedIn. Just search for John Winstanley, W-I-N, and then Stanley like in tools. We're also the one-on-one coaching. This is a side project, digitaladdictioncoach.com. So this is if you have a child that's got a gaming addiction.
What is considered a gaming addiction?
Well, it's like with like every addiction, if they're choosing that over something else, if there's a double life, if they're choosing gaming over eating, gaming over schoolwork, gaming over going out to friends, it's on a case-by-case basis. The parents will be in the session with me, and that they don't like that. Say, well, the kid's got the problem. Why am I here? I want to know. You raise the kids, so I want to know what makes them come alive and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's a new thing.
Well, brother, if we got it all in. They'll play my music in a second, then we'll wrap up.
All right.
Oh, and there it goes. What was that what was that website one more time?
FortSafety.com.
I just had to get you to say it again. Folks, check John out and what Fort Safety is doing. It probably touches more of your life than you realize. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.